Christian Zadek, and this is The Daily Thread, helping you find the thread of God's presence in your everyday life. I've had several friends complain recently about frustrations related to home ownership. There's always something broken that needs fixing, or something old that needs replacing, and it always costs more than we think it should. Ironically, many of us who don't own homes also complain. The market is so tough, how could I ever own a home? Or, why can't I ever get in touch with my landlord? Whether we have or don't have, either way, we struggle to be satisfied. Perhaps it's just in our nature to complain. We beg God for a new job, and 2 weeks after we start that job, we're complaining to God about our coworker's attitude. Satisfaction can be so elusive. It doesn't happen by accident. In Luke chapter 12, someone comes up to Jesus and says, "Teacher, tell my brother to divide the family inheritance with me." Jesus' first response is basically, "Why are you asking me about that?" But it leads to an important teaching about wealth. Jesus says in verse 15, "Beware and be on your guard against every form of greed, for not even when one has an abundance does his life consist of his possessions." Beware. This is a warning about the nature of wealth and the acquisition of things. How many stories have we heard about rich men who gain and gain and gain but are never satisfied? Possessions don't do what we think they're going to do. We think they'll satisfy the hunger inside us, but pursuing wealth often leads to an even deeper sense of emptiness. We think they're going to make us safe and secure, but that's not really the case either. Jesus goes on to tell a parable of a rich man who builds more and more silos for his grain, but God calls him a fool, saying, "You're going to die this very night, and who will own all of this?" There's an innate connection between possessions and worry. Jesus continues in Luke 12, saying, "Which of you by worrying can add a single hour to his life?" He talks about the birds and the flowers and trusting God to provide. When we have a lot of things, we worry. We worry about what the storm will do to our house. We worry about what the market will do to our mutual fund. The more things we have, the more things we have to worry about. On the other hand, when we don't have enough, we also worry. How will I pay my bills? How will I put food on the table? Worry is a pitfall on either side of this wealth dilemma. The solution in the kingdom is generosity, such that those who have more than enough are happy to share, and those who do not have enough have their needs met. We're a long way from some kind of utopia, but this is the vision of wealth and possessions in the kingdom. How can you sow into this vision of the kingdom with your own wealth today? Where might God be inviting you to give or receive generosity right now? And how might that exchange advance the kingdom of heaven on earth? The Daily Thread is a podcast from Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. To learn more about the ministries of our church, find us on Facebook or on our website, zaccma.org.